This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
President Bush has told you, and I've reiterated the promise, that when we have specific, credible information, we will share it. Now, this afternoon, we do have new and unusually specific information about where al-Qaeda would like to attack. And as a result, today the United States government is raising the threat level to code orange for the financial services sector in New York City, northern New Jersey, and Washington, D.C.
Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge speaking at a press conference in Manhattan on Sunday. The elevated terror threat level is still in effect for New York City, northern New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Scott.
And the color-coded terror warning has been raised to orange five times since March of 2002. The system came in. New York City has been consistently on high alert. The level of specificity of specific buildings in these three cities, these three areas, was unusual. Is this a sign of a better quality of information or better planning? Or
I think you have that right. It appears that lately there's a lot better help coming, especially from Pakistan, where this hard drive came from that contains all the surveillance information that Secretary Ridge talked about. Pakistan has also been involved in arresting a few other people, especially Issa al-Hindi, who was believed to be a rather high-level aide to Osama bin Laden, who apparently also visited the United States in 2001 as part of the preparation for the 9/11 attack. There are other suspects being picked up around the way. Pakistan seems to be doing a lot of good work. Britain is doing a lot of good work. And it looks as though this super secret terrorist organization is finally beginning to be cracked.
The Orange Alert was related to information that has been variously typed as being between 3 and 4 years old, and it has become a bit of a sore point for the administration in the media, and even some people in Congress who've been asking why the alert, why the information now.
Yeah, well, the sore point, it is, and it wasn't really necessary. You heard in his soundbite that he spoke of new information. And it was new as far as he was concerned, but it wasn't new because it went back several years to before the 9/11 plot. If he had initially made clear that the surveillance, new or not new, or whatever it was very important and could be updated and so on, there probably would have been no problem. But this came on a Sunday, right after the Democratic convention. Some thought it was trying to divert attention from Kerry after his convention. So a great deal of suspicion then, which was cleared up when they said, the information was old but still very important, which indeed it was. It is simply that there's such a poisonous political atmosphere right now that nothing is, I mean, here is Senator Kerry, there's now a group of people out to say he didn't do all the wonderful things he said he did during the war. Nobody can take anything as a fact for granted.
Let me ask you about Wednesday 9/11 Commission Chairman Thomas Kane said that voters ought to factor in both President Bush's and Senator Kerry's respective responses to that commission's final report before they cast their votes. Did you read this as an admonition to one candidate or another, or both?
Admonition, you can call it. You can call it a threat. You can say
threat level orange from Chairman Kane. Yeah,
it is a threat level orange from Governor Kane. This is a very interesting story. The families of the 9/11 victims have become a rather potent lobbying organization. And they, in fact, strong-armed the government into creating this commission in the first place. And they are now out to make sure that proper attention is paid. And what they're simply doing is drawing a line in the sand and say, whether you would be a presidential candidate or a congressional candidate, if you don't vote with us the right way on doing something about this commission, we will try to bring you down. We, for many years, have had, Gold Star Mothers. We've had American Legion, who formed potent lobbying organizations based on people who had involvement in a reprisal. Well, in the war on terror, the families of these victims have become the lobbying organization, and they're working at it.
Mm-hmm. Senator Kerry says, I accept all of the report's recommendations. Vote for me. I'll implement them. President Bush says, wait, we don't have to wait that long. There's some stuff I can implement more or less immediately by executive order. The changes to intelligence gathering proposed are so wide and so deep, and questions have already been raised by people who have some reservations both about the efficacy, the effect, and for that matter, some of the civil libertarian concern. Is this level of eagerness wise in your judgment?
Well, I don't know if the level of eagerness is wise. I think that the family said they want to see some action. Mm-hmm. And there's some places where action can be taken. Unfortunately, this has also been dragged into the political arena. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, what Senator Kerry says, I'll start implementing this all right away. The president, who at first said he wanted to study it all, now says, oh, we can do faster than they can do. We will call them back and have them have hearings all during August, which they're now doing for no mm-hmm. great effect. And it is nothing much has happened. The president has made clear one thing, that proposal for to having a national intelligence director mm-hmm. who with control of the budget, with seated in the White House, it's not going to happen because the president is not going to give up that amount of power. On the other hand, if you don't have that kind of power in the hands of a national director, then what do you have, another level of bureaucracy?
Mm. Both President and Senator Kerry campaigning in Missouri, Wisconsin, and Ohio, so-called battleground states this weekend, where the central issue, according to polls, is the economy. The job statistics released Friday were lower than had been predicted. 32,000 new jobs created, only that number nationwide.
As opposed to 200,000 odd that had been predicted, and they also had to revise their figures for the two previous months, which didn't look as good as they looked tentatively, mm-hmm. and that really is a problem. But of course, being in Washington, it is a political problem. It is a general fact that if you have good times, when an incumbent is running for re-election, he tends to get re-elected. Mm-hmm. If you have bad times, he tends to not get re-elected. And so for the political people, it is fascinating to watch. Here we are in August. If by September, October, there is a sluggish economy still, they will have something political to worry about. Mm-hmm. Now, I know a lot of other people have other worries, but we worry about the election, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, you can never tell in this business. We could be worrying about joblessness too, Dan, you know. Turning now to Iraq, there's been more fighting reported in Najaf today, explosions in Baghdad, a week of heavy fighting in several locations. Muqtada al-Sadr, who at one point had signed on to a ceasefire, seems not to be, obviously not to be. Although it's interesting, Prime Minister Alawi says, no, I just think these are ruffians who were doing it in his name, and he's still welcome in the government.
There were 300 people killed, and the insurrection is going full speed ahead with weird things such, for example, bombing Christians who were no part of this controversy. Mm-hmm. And now the Grand Ayatollah Sistani has gone off to England with some heart problem. He had exercised a certain moderating influence on the Shiites. Now it's going to be al-Sadr, who is a firebrand, who is more or less in charge. And they're not able to have the assembly session, which they wanted to have, and it looks very bad.
Mm-hmm. I think Mr. al-Sistani is having heart surgery in London, if I'm not mistaken. Opening ceremonies Friday in Athens for the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Are you going to be defending your triathlon medal?
Well, to tell you the truth, I was planning to, but then they told me I could not use steroids, and I don't see why I don't have a right to do that.
Thank you, Dan Shore.